Respect the Artist.
Hello and welcome everybody to Respect the Artist. This week we were at the Lent Festival where loads of great names held their concerts. And since there were so many of them, it's best to start with the biggest name. Here's part of an interview Nate's did with Macy Gray.
Hey, this is Macy Gray and you are listening to Respect the Artist.
In my last years with him, there were bruises on my face in my dawning new day.
The biggest influence or the biggest thing is your personal touch is the vocals and the lyrics. Do you have any recipes on how to write a good lyric?
No, not really. I just try to write what I'm feeling. You know, that's like rule number one when you're writing is you write what you know. You know. So I'm just lucky that I happen to have a nice little knack for poetry. A little bit.
Okay, so Betty Davis once said, a sure way to lose happiness, I found, is to want it at the expense of everything else. So what's your recipe for happiness?
For happiness? Well, first you should be around people who you have fun with or that you care for. That's important. Surround yourself with people who love you, you know? Even if they love you the wrong way. At least you're comfortable, you know? And then, I think it's important to find the things that make you happy. A lot of people don't know what makes them happy. So, they're not happy because they don't remember. You know, and then just take advantage of that as much as you can, you know? It's like everybody says happiness and they make this big deal of it, but it's...
It's really simple.
Yeah, it's not that hard. And you're not supposed to be happy all the time. If you're happy all the time, then nobody would be sad and then there wouldn't be happiness.
That was Macy Gray talking to Nates, and here's her song entitled, I Try.
Games, changes, and fears. When will they go from here? When will they stop? I believe that fate has brought us here. And we should be together, babe.
Macy Gray's I Try, and we're now moving on with another part of the interview with the American guitarist and composer Marc Ribot, best known for his work as Tom Waits' guitarist.
This is Marc Ribot, and you are listening to Respect the Artist.
So, I've been watching you. I saw you are a lefty, right?
Ah, yes, you pay close attention.
But you play a right-hand guitar. How did you learn?
There's two stories about that. It didn't occur to me until I was already playing professionally that everybody else played, you know, right-handed people. Well, the left-handed people usually play the other way around. So I asked my guitar teacher why he hadn't changed the strings on my guitar and taught me left-handed. And he said it was because my mother had told him that I was only pretending I was left-handed to annoy her and that, you know, I shouldn't he shouldn't give in to this trick. And then, so I asked my mother, and she said, no, that's not true at all. It was because my guitar teacher was too lazy to change the strings on my guitar, and he figured I'd quit in a week anyways. And I think they were probably both telling the truth.
That was Mark, who was performing with his prosthetic Cubans on Jazzland last week. On the last day of the festival, another great band played at Jazzland, the Scatolites. More than a band, the Scatolites were and are an institution, an aggregation of top-notch musicians who didn't merely define the sound of Jamaica, they were the sound of Jamaica throughout the 50s and 60s. Here's part of an interview with the Scatolites' new young blood.
I'm Andre Murchison, trombonist with the legendary Scatolites.
So, you're playing with Scatolites, the legends. Do you see them as, do you see yourselves as the ambassadors of reggae?
Not really the ambassador, me being the young, the youth, but I'm just carrying on the torch, carrying on the flame, man. You know, help carrying on the torch. They're the ambassadors.
That was the youngest member of the Scatolites, and here's their song, Guns of Navarone.
Thank you.
Those were the Scandalites, bringing us to the end of this week's concert report. We're now moving on with the concert trailers for the upcoming weeks. Laibach will be having a concert in Kotlia on the 13th. Not long ago, we talked with Jani Novak, who told us a bit more about his perception of art. Let's hear what he had to say before we enjoy their song, Take Me to Heaven, featuring Severa Jurin.
We have to make a very, very careful distinction here. Neue Slowenische Kunst is a movement which no longer exists. It was created in 1984, when Laibach was forbidden, to kind of take over the role of Laibach and expand it into different other medias. And that actually lasted till 1992, and then Neue Slowenische Kunst ceased to exist. But we have created, before we have dismantled Neue Slowenische Kunst, we have created together NSK State, which has totally different, that's something completely else. That's not Neue Slowenische Kunst, but it's a kind of social sculpture, a living tissue, which basically is expanding worldwide.
Paolo Nutini, who's going to be playing in Salzburg on July the 23rd.
Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life.
In much the same way that José González hails from Sweden and not Spain, Paolo Nutini is not a smooth Italian pop star, but a soul-influenced adult alternative songwriter from Scotland. Raised in a music-loving family, he grew up listening to a range of folk, opera, jazz, and his father's R&B favorites. Shortly after discovering homegrown folk heroes like John Martin, the teenage Nutini left school to focus on his own musical development, eventually moving from Paisley to London at the age of 16 and getting some serious attention at local gigs. The rest, as they say, is history. Now let's let music do the talking.
You said you'd marry me. Oh,
That was Paolo Nutini bringing us to the end of today's show, which will end with Elvis Jackson. They'll be playing in Celje this Thursday. This show was prepared by Nate Birsa and Andrei Korelic, and I'm Michael Mansky signing off till next time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Every morning, same old story. I don't care and I'm not worried.
Respect the Artist.
We are in search of respected artists from all over the globe.
Listen to their stories and find out where to see them.
Stories of people who give you music, only on Radio SI.
Every Tuesday at 4:30 and 8:30 p.m.